So I'm Marianne Mercer, and I've been working in maternal newborn health and family planning in Timor-Leste for almost 14 years now. And I'm going to talk about some of the design issues. We have a fairly new project, so we're by no means experts. We have a fairly new project using mobile phones to improve maternal care in Timor-Leste. So I'm going to talk mostly about the design issues that we encountered as we were developing this project. I would just say in background, my colleague and I who presented it would talk to the technology group that we were working with, and they described this web platform that they were going to use, and we said, oh good. And later on we said, what's a web platform? You know, just really had no real sense. So we had a lot of learning to do. I work for Health Alliance International, which is a nonprofit group that's linked with University of Washington. I'm also on the faculty at the University of Washington. I have no conflicts of interest to disclose. So Timor-Leste was previously East Timor, became independent only in 2002 after 24 years of a very violent, very traumatic occupation by the Indonesian military. And following that, about two and a half years of UN management. So it's definitely a post-conflict country. Population is just a little over a million. It's just half an island. You can see there where it is north of us, just a little north of Australia. High maternal mortality. This is from a demographic and health survey, so I think it's reasonably accurate. And high fertility. And pretty low rates of contraceptive use, although this is like three times the rate that they had. They was like 7% when they did the DHS in 2004. So lots of needs, and this project kind of grew out of the recognition that we've been working in maternal newborn health for quite a while, and we had made some real inroads, but there was still this gap between women would go to prenatal care, but there was a gap between what they got out of prenatal care and what we thought they should. And so the idea of the mobile phone project was to try to connect the women with their midwives in a little bit more specific way. Also to increase their knowledge about how to care themselves at home, and also to increase their use of services. But the idea of strengthening that connection between the mothers and midwives was kind of central to our thinking. Another part of the project, not involving the mobile phones, we're also doing improvement of midwife skills to deliver emergency obstetric care. And this project was only launched in February, end of February this year, as far as the actual mobile phone part of it. But it took well over a year to get to that stage. So in terms of the design questions, the first question, of course, is this country ready for a mobile phone project? We had no idea quite the extent of mobile phone use in this rural district. And so did a survey to find out how many women had, who had mobile phones in the household, who was using them and for what purpose. This is the bar chart here shows you the growth of mobile phone ownership in Timor-Leste in this district from about 2007 up to the KPC, which was 2012. So it went from 5% up to almost 70% of the women that we surveyed. These were women who were childbearing age. Actually, this particular group was the last one was women who had a child between up to age 5. So almost 70% reported that there was a mobile phone in the home, and they basically all used them. 70% of women said it was their phone, not their husband's phone. And almost all the women used it for text messaging. So that means almost 70% of the women in this district, where we had thought literacy was a bit lower, were using cell phone for text messaging. So we asked them how often they used it, because we're trying to send out text messages, and a large majority, like 77% of them, sent a text message at least once a day. So that was very encouraging to us as we set about designing this project. Another important design question is, do you have a health system that's going to be able to respond to whatever needs you're generating from the project itself? And this district, this is a small rural mountainous district, Manufahi, and they have a hospital, a rural hospital sort of on the edge. They have community health centers, health posts. Siska is a mobile clinic, and they have a number of mobile clinic sites every month, midwives, et cetera. So a couple thousand pregnant women every year. So we thought it was a good place to start. Our third huge, humongous design question was, is there technical capacity available to do the technical part of it? We certainly didn't have it ourselves, and we were extremely fortunate to link up with this group called Catalpa International, it's basically people from started by a couple of guys who, I think one's British, one's American, but they had lived in Timor long enough that they spoke the language, they knew the culture, they knew the health system, and they were extremely good in technology development. and so we have linked up with them. They also had available some nice capacity for sort of just designing posters and flyers and all that. So this poster, which is one of the posters that we used, they also designed it. So we found out that women did have, that the 70% of women and growing, I suspect by now it's probably 80% of women, did have phones, but we knew the midwives were probably going to need a bit higher level phone. They just used these very cheap little Nokias in the field. So we did purchase phones that are used by the health units and in the possession of the midwives. So we ended up with a Google Nexus phone, which was kind of expensive, and we're going to probably try to downgrade for the next stage. But they had to be able to code in the way the process works is the midwife when the woman comes for her first prenatal visit, the midwife estimates the due date and gets this information. They leave us just the code for this, but the first name of the woman, what her due date is, where she lives, her phone number, and then her age, and that all that information then goes into our database. So one important part of the whole project is that we send out scheduled text messages. We send out two a week, beginning with that registration process, and they're sort of calibrated according to the woman's expected date of delivery. So if she starts out at the beginning, we start out with usually it's not more than 3 months gestation, but we do have some even earlier than that. But the messages are geared towards her expected due date. So begin with they get very personalized messages. So they have, you know, we call her by name and it's interesting that a lot of the women tend to think that the midwife is specifically sending them this message when it is just automated. And then after the delivery, then they're given they get a series of newborn care and postpartum care messages, and for 6 weeks after delivery. Of course, selecting the messages was a really important part, and there's this group Mama, which we'll hear about later, but Mama has a whole set of messages that are also geared towards the gestational stage, and we use them to start with, but had to do a lot of modifications to be fitting with the maternal health messages that were the key messages for Timor, and we did field test them, make sure that the women could understand them. And interesting, in the field testing, a lot of the women said, "Wow, I never knew that before." You know, they understood the message, but it was the kind of a simple message that we expected they would have gotten in their prenatal care and never had. And obviously, we do all of our work in very close collaboration with the Ministry of Health, and so the Ministry was involved in all these stages. And the midwives that we're working with are, of course, Ministry of Health midwives, so that was an important component. So another part of the system is to make sure that women can get individualized or sort of locally relevant messages from their midwife. And so here's the midwife sitting at her little health unit, and if she has something that she wants the patients that are registered to her, she wants something that for them to know, she can then send out a text message to all her clients out in the rural districts, And so, for example, one that's fairly common is the CISCA, which is the mobile clinic. She'll send out a message saying that, you know, we changed the time of the CISCA. CISCA's going to be on Friday at 10 a.m. or whatever, and everybody gets that message. And it's been actually seems to have really improved the attendance at these mobile clinics. But we wanted the communication to also be two-way, so we wanted them to be able to, the women to be able to talk to the midwife, too, when they had questions or concerns. And so here's the family sitting out there in their rural district, and she's got her cell phone. And if she wants to talk to the midwife, what she does is just, of course, you know, the texting is, although it's less expensive than calls, even texting is expensive. So it's been important to try to keep this messaging has got to be free for the women. And so there is actually a Ligahau. Ligahau means call me. And so if she texts Ligahau into her system, then the midwife, Mary, gets a message from the system saying, hello, Fatima from Alas, she's due on this date and she'd like to talk to you, so call her at this number. So in a way it's kind of nice because the midwives get a little, you know, it's not just a name and number, it's, you know, they get a little note that says, you know, call this lady, she wants to talk to you. And we also have another part of the system is that the midwives will contact women who are within 3 weeks of their due date, and then when they're at their due date, if they haven't heard from them, because they need to be aware of when the mother delivers. And it's been, you know, it's kind of a useful way to remind the midwife that she really has a responsibility for this woman. It's not just waiting for her to come for the, you know, to be asked to deliver. It's actually a responsibility. Another really important part of the whole project has been the involvement of communities. So we had a series of meetings with all the communities involved. Catalpa made us these huge posters, so we have posters. There's a lot of branding involved. By sheer coincidence, the Ministry of Health, one of the Ministry of Health kind of slogans that they were using was, your health is in your hands. So you can see on this poster that it was very convenient for us to put, your health is in your hands. It's recognized very widely as a Ministry of Health kind of a slogan, and it was obviously very relevant for us. So we met with community leaders and pregnant women and lots of community meetings to make sure that the communities understood what was going on. And then the other key part, of course, is that the pregnant woman and her family knows exactly what to do and what numbers to call and, you know, how to deal with this system. So this is a picture of their it's called Elysio. It's their it's the mother and child health pamphlet or booklet that every mother has. And so on the upper right is a sticker that we had made that fits onto the Elysio with the key information. So if they SMS info, there's a number of phone numbers that they might need, so that gives them phone numbers. Para means stop, so if for any reason they want to stop the messages, they text Para, and then Ligahau, you know about. And then down on the lower right is the numbers, phone numbers, other numbers that they need to know, emergency numbers that they need to call directly, because we don't rely on the text message system, of course. If there actually is an emergency, they need to be sure that they get a direct line. Since we were, really the midwives are the key of this system, so we had spent quite a bit of time making sure that midwives were trained well. Catalpa was very involved with that. They had to have a lot of time with the cell phones themselves, but also with things that we sort of assumed they would know, but it turns out they needed a lot of refresher on, things like estimating a due date, you know, which is pretty important for this project because it had to do with what messages they got and the midwives' expectation of when they were going to deliver. So we had a 3-day training for that. And then the woman on the left there was the district supervisor, and she was very involved in the project, and that was quite helpful. Of course, training is never enough, and so we also had a lot of discussion about exactly how do we check with these midwives, make sure that they are doing okay, make sure they don't have problems in the system. and that so we do have staff that are right in that district that are involved with that process. And then finally, we wanted to be able to monitor, of course, you know, this is one of the benefits here. We wanted to be able to monitor what was going on with this project electronically. So we have a public website, but then there's a password protected, a back facing website that that keeps us up to speed with what's going on. So this is the first thing we see, which is how many, this is basically, I don't know if you can see this at the bottom, it's weeks of gestation plus the 6 weeks postpartum. So this is basically how many women, the blue is how many women are in the system, have been in the system at what stage of gestation. So you can see it began here about 11 weeks. The orange is just how many were registered during the past week. So it's actually kind of helpful, because at one point we had a little glitch and things, women weren't getting registered, and you could just look at it immediately and see that there was nothing orange. Nobody had been registered for the past week, and so they got on it very quickly. The guy who was supposed to do it was out of town. So total number of days, total number of subscribers, et cetera. So it's kind of a general look at it, but we also have a lot of much more specific information about, you know, just the messages are being sent out. Enon is when a woman has a baby during that month. That's, you know, means, I mean, so that's the, you know, deliveries that have been reported. Anyway, various parameters that help to monitor what's actually going on with the project. And we can take this information down to the SUCO. SUCO is like village level. We can take it right down to the level of individual SUCOs, which is definitely individual midwives that are. And so if some of the midwives don't seem to be doing so well, they can get extra help. And most of them have had no problems whatsoever. I'm sure they're much better with texting and everything than I am, but a few of them had some problems, and so they've been monitored a lot more closely. So finally, we have a fairly rigorous operations research model we're going to be using, but that won't be finished for another. We're only 2 years into our four-year project. We're going to be comparing what's happened in Manufahi district with a similar neighboring district, Ainaro, that does not have the cell phones but has some other interventions, as they both do. But we are also monitoring the project through use of the health information system data. And this is just some certainly encouraging results from the first 6 months. And actually, we could add a seventh month on there, which is pretty the same results. So you can see does this work? Yeah. So you can see this is where we launched. So these are the average number. The yellow line is the average number. The blue lines are the actual numbers. But the average number of deliveries that are at facilities, and also just total deliveries, which includes facility deliveries and deliveries at home. So the numbers of the total assisted deliveries has almost doubled from 30 to I think it's like 59 or so over the first 6 months of the project. So it's, you know, still have a ways to go, but it's encouraging at least at this point. And we'll have a much better idea of if this, you know, we'll be trying to sort out some of the various possibilities for is this really due to our cell phone? And there's a lot of other interesting questions. Is it partly just due to the extreme amount of, you know, community engagement, community discussions we've had, and et cetera, but we will hopefully have more information about that by the end. So thank you very much, and yeah, thanks to all of our co-authors, and also to our collaborating groups, Health Alliance International, CATALPA, USAID. This is a USAID-funded project. It's funded by the centrally funded Child Survival and Health Grants. And then a lot of help from our Ministry of Health colleagues.